You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit,
God. Yeah, nice get
washed up. Shit, I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
You can't hear that shit?
Hello.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, I can hear you that.
Life has new meaning.
We about to get into some shit,
Yeah. There's beauty up above.
Can you hear that, or you just
something never you would take no?
We wait till you're ready.
Wake up suddenly. We are live, aren't we?
I mean, we are. We should go ahead and knock yourself out, dog.
Oh no, come on.
Shit, we'll wait for the solo hour and shit up. I'm sure I ain't got nothing but time, my dog. All right, let's get to the shit, dog. You ready?
Yeah.
You already know what it is, man. It's the Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
I'm going to do the best I can with it.
Got my man Monk Money on the plantation.
Handle your business, boy.
For sure. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Motherfucking red zone, dog. It's Monday, dog. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit went down this weekend. Real quick, though, before we get into the weekend, of course, you know we got to do our couple of segments real quick, dog. Because I did see some good movies over the weekend. Some good two-week movies. I saw a trash one, too. But I'm not gonna say it. I ain't gonna talk about it because, I'm not, dog. I'm gonna let that one slide. We'll talk about it off camera. Trash, right. Though. All
right.
Hella trash, dog. Anyway, let's get to Tubi Movie Monday, dog. You already know what that is, dog. We gonna talk about good movie I seen over the weekend, dog. As soon as I find the intro to the Tubi Movie Monday, struggling over it, dog. I know it's Monday. All right, here we go. Let's get to it, dog. Tubi Movie Motherfucking Monday, dog. All right, so Friday. I think it was Friday, Saturday. One of them days, anyway. Watch this joint, dog. It's called Come Back Home, right? First of all, I want to say I think it's directed by Kamal Smith. I think he's the director. And I can't remember who the writer was. But so the movie was dope as hell, right? Good-ass acting and shit. So shout out to the acting, you know, coming up in the city. A couple of maybe three or four people that I recognize from some other movies. Some young kids in there who did a phenomenal job acting. So shout out to them, dog. Good storyline. Basically, my man's Jamal Woolard and shit was in there too. He was the dude uncle. Crazy shit, dog. Like the kid parents had died and shit, left him some money. The uncle was mad about that shit, so he ended up running back into the nephew. And basically scammed him out of all the money that his parents left him and shit. And his wow. Dog, crazy as hell, right? I'm talking about uncle, weak as fuck. But like the movie was good, dog. The acting was great. I ain't gonna lie though. Towards the end, it did get a little over the top Jesus though. You know what I'm saying? I like the, you know, I understand the gospel portion of it, but it got over the top Jesus.
What does over the top Jesus mean?
It felt like I was being badgered by a Bible thumper. Like the movie was good though, but then like I said, just is the further it got into the movie, it got a little bit preachy. Which I'm certain that was the point in the movie, but like sometimes that, you know, yeah. Why you shaking your head, dog? I'm just saying it got over the top Jesus, dog. It kind of did. But I fuck with the movie. The movie was great, dog. Make sure y'all check that shit out, dog. Come back home.
That's because you're not a church-going guy. That's what that is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's certainly what it was. That's all it was.
It probably wasn't over the top. You're just not a church guy.
Yeah. But the movie was good, though. Like I said, just the circumstance was fucked up, though. I wonder how often that happened, though. Like, uncles and aunties and shit, mamas and daddies be fucking up their kids' life on purpose, like sometimes, just for some old personal vendetta, dog. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, shit wild.
That's one thing I don't do. If I got an issue with you know, a sibling or a cousin or something, I don't take it out on your children.
Dog, people out here doing that shit, though.
No, I mean, because
that's wild.
Me and my siblings, one of us, we at war right now.
I'm pretty sure I know which one.
Yeah, but you know that. And she brought that up, and I said, your kids ain't got nothing to do with me and you.
Yeah. Was, there's some people out here that don't give a fuck.
I said, those still my dogs. They still my homies. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't like you right now. I don't have a problem with that.
Right. Nah, I feel you, dog. Nah, but yeah, check this shit out on Tubi, dog. Come Back Home. Shout out to Kamal Smith on the director. Again, I can't remember who the writer was, but shout out to y'all, too. Yeah, so dope shit right there, dog. So shout out to Tubi Movie Monday. Real quick too, dog, we gotta, you know, give a shout out to another podcast before we get to our for real topic and start talking about what we did over the weekend and shit. So let's do it, dog. Spin a block, you know what it is.
Spin a block, spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you, send that side.
All right, so we spinning the block right here in the city of Detroit this time, dog. We going to the Just Our Opinion podcast, dog. Shout out to my man Mike Jones and the whole gang over there at Just Our Opinion podcast, dog. They was actually at the event I went to Friday, Taste of Black Spirits event, which was phenomenal, dog. Okay. So we had a good-ass time down there and shit representing the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. They were actually doing interviews and stuff down there. At the event, so they always you know, do the media down at those events. So shout out to my dogs over there at Just Our Opinion podcast, man. Shout out to my man Mike Jones and the whole gang over there, dog.
Yeah, show them some love. Show them some love.
What up to y'all, dog? So let's get to it, dog. How was your weekend, bro? Shit, was your week, or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Shit, I ain't, you know me.
Yeah,
I ain't do nothing but work.
Yeah, for sure.
Been binge watching For Better or For Worse.
I heard it. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Tyler Perry shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
actually, how is that shit?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
How many seasons is that motherfucker?
I have no idea. I just know the shit won't go off.
Right. What you watching that shit on? Netflix or?
One of them. Yeah, one, I don't know. But the shit just don't go off.
Yeah. I started every time I even watched a couple of movies on Tubi. They fucking terrible. Some of them are. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, Son of Liberty, you gotta look at it this way. Tubi is a stepping stone for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they making money, though, so
I just, yeah, no, you know. I'm saying, you know what I mean? It's a stepping stone for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, nah, I mean, for sure.
You know, they can, you know, put their movie out there, then watch it.
Yeah.
And then turn around and, you know, fix their own goddamn problems.
Right. I mean, yeah. it's regular shit on there, too. Like, I watch Friday on that bitch.
Yeah, it's some good movies. It's regular, I mean, movies. I ain't stepping on nobody's toes, man.
Nah, shit, for sure.
Everybody trying to do the best they fucking can.
No doubt.
You ain't gonna know how good you are until you try the shit.
That's facts.
So, yeah, you know, shout out to the motherfuckers on Tubi.
For sure.
Shout out to the motherfuckers filming their first fucking movie.
Hell yeah. Because
a lot of people ain't got the balls to do that shit.
Nah, for sure. Been sitting on a movie for 5 years and shit.
Scared of what somebody else gonna think about the shit.
No doubt.
But yeah, nah, you know, let them do their thing, man.
Yeah, that was your weekend, though, just binge watching?
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I ain't had nothing special.
I know you seen that motherfucking Lions game Thursday, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How you feel about them Lions, dog?
Man.
Going to the playoffs?
Hell yeah.
Hey, hold on. So, this is the real question. And D Will, I don't know if you're listening right now. But this is the real question, dog. Are we better off with Goff than Stafford?
Same quarterback. I've been saying that.
You think?
Yeah, same quarterback.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same quarterback.
Nah.
Because, see, I said it when they made the trade.
I think Jared Goff is less of a gunslinger. Like, he less likely to throw into bullshit.
I mean, yeah, he is. But, yeah. I mean, he got a better running situation than Matthew had.
Oh, for sure. I get that 1,000%.
That makes a huge difference right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Derek ain't going to agree with it.
Because,
you know, he hates everything about this city.
Yeah.
You know, I think he wished the city would blow up or some shit. I mean, like, literally, I think he want all of us to die.
Goddamn.
But that's how bad he hate the city, man. But
he's stupid, though.
But no, like I said, it's a different situation. You know what I mean? It's a different offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he had basically two weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford did. Calvin and Marvin Jones. That was it. Goff can go all across the board.
Yeah.
He can go from the left to the right, and he can do the most important thing I've been crying about for years.
What's that?
He can turn around and hand that bitch off.
Right. Nah, I feel you on that shit.
So, yeah, it's a totally different dynamic. But, yeah. Like I said, to me, when they made the trade, I'm like, it's the same fucking quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's the...
A little bit. I think he just make a couple more sound decisions. Only because I think that, and this is probably debatable, but I think because his arm ain't as good as Matthew Stafford, so I think sometimes Matthew Stafford know that his arm is good, so he try to throw shit that probably shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? I think Jared Goff understand his limitations, and he played within those confines.
And then, you know, Jared Goff didn't have a pedigree that fucking dropped every goddamn thing he threw at him.
Yeah, you know, the niggas are obviously younger, so we got some more years out of his ass, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
That nigga couldn't catch AIDS from a prostitute.
Shout out to the prostitutes with AIDS, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, dog. So what about the Colorado game, though, dog? Did you see any of it?
I saw some of it.
Dog, so first of all...
Because I was working. I saw it.
First of all, let me just say this. The game was on while I was at TJ's football game and shit. Shout out to my guy, son, and shit, TJ.
Did they get it done?
Game. No, they lost. They lost by six or seven.
That's all
right. Good game, though. They was playing against a 4-1 team and shit, which obviously was... a pretty good team.
He'll be back next year.
Yeah. Dog, this nigga never leave the field, though. Like,
he'll be ready.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so, he'll be ready.
So some of these kids, you can tell it's their first time, you know, playing football and shit. But anyway, I said all that to say this. I'm going to get back to them in a second because that's kind of what we're talking about. But, like, the game was on during that game. So I'm on the sideline taking pictures and shit. I'm listening. I'm looking at the updates and shit online. Then I'm listening to people on the sidelines and shit talking about the Colorado game. I just got to say this, dog. I'm so tired of you niggas. I'm tired of you niggas who... I mean, not that you can't hate on you know, Coach Prime if you want to and shit. But I'm really mad at niggas really vote, like, betting against this nigga. Like it's niggas that want him to fail.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I don't like that shit, bro.
You know what?
Sports is your opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I hate that shit.
No, I said I wasn't gonna say nothing about it.
Yeah.
But I almost got into an argument with a stranger at the store
about
this shit. Because my man, you know, behind the counter, you know, dude, I see every day, obviously.
Gotcha.
We got to rapping about the game. I was like, man, I said, they're going to be all right. I said, you got to think about something. Or, I mean, to play Oregon and USC back-to-back is a tall mountain to climb for any university.
Dude. Nah, for sure.
And he like, no, nah, fuck that. They should have did that. Look, did you just hear what the hell you just said? And I said it just like that. I said the University of fucking Oregon and USC back-to-back.
Right.
Nigga, we might have had a problem with that.
The Lions.
No, Michigan.
I was saying the Lions might have a problem with that.
Yeah, nigga, that's a tall mountain to goddamn climb.
It is.
I said I ain't tripping. I said they competed. They damn near won the game. They only lost by seven.
Seven, yeah.
So they competed their ass off. But I said, but to play Oregon and USC back-to-back, that's tough.
Now, Oregon kicked their ass. So I think that this game following was a... shows that they've been coached that week after. You know what I'm saying? Like, they obviously got better.
Because USC ain't no motherfucking punk.
Dog, they're not. They got the top quarterback in the fucking country. You know, him and Shajur going head to head.
I'm like, that's the number 8 team in the goddamn country. And you lose by 7 to the number 8 team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, that nigga threw for 400. On, Shajur threw for damn near 400. Like, shit,
it's fucking USC, nigga.
Right. They did what they were supposed to do, though.
Only time you mad is if you a Wolverine.
Have you looked at the standings? I didn't look at the standings just after Saturday.
No, I didn't catch it.
You know what I'm about to say, though. I guess you know what I'm about to say.
They just forced Alabama to number 10.
No, Georgia barely won, nigga. What you think they go, because you know they number one. You think that shit gonna drop them at all? I mean, I'm talking about they barely won, nigga. It looked like they was about to lose.
It could switch. Michigan could go to number one. Yeah. And Georgia can go to number two.
I know damn well it ain't going to happen, but I was just wondering.
Michigan could go to number one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Michigan won outright.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that Colorado shit, man. The motherfucker wasn't going to go undefeated any goddamn way.
No.
He exceeded, sure. Well, what are they, 3-2 now?
Mm-hmm.
He exceeded more expectations than people thought he was going to do.
I mean, niggas is just, I'm listening to the chatter on the sideline. I'm just like, bro, that's
like, man, okay, well, since it's so easy, you go do the shit.
Son Liberty said, but they won. I get that, dog, but yeah, I just know when.
That's just how it is in college, though, Son Liberty. That's
but what I was going to, you know what I'm going to say, though?
What's
when,
that?
When the team ain't in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's like, if they don't win by 1,000, yeah, your rank drop.
Yeah.
But if you in the SEC, it's like, oh, shit, well,
They're the best 3-loss team in the country.
Oh, I swear to God. And I fuck with Georgia, though. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, because produced Matthew Stafford and shit, but
I ain't got no issue with Georgia.
I don't, but I just fucking hate the SEC, though. I'm a hater.
No,
I'm a fucking hater. I'm a hater.
I ain't no fucking hater. It is what it is. Fuck the SEC. I don't like that conference, and I don't think I ever will.
Right. No, for sure. I'm a hater when it comes to
SEC. Baby, they motherfucking ass.
Yeah. Talk about if you win, you win. It sound good.
Well, shit, the Big Ten got, what, 3 in the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State.
Michigan lose one game, them niggas going to be 24.
No, fuck 24. They're going to drop them niggas out of Division 1, and you know what I'm saying?
Right, they're going to be the D1AA and shit. They're going to become an HBCU and shit.
Right.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
With all white kids.
With all white kids. Anyway, so let's jump over to the game real quick. So, like I said, TJ and the gang over there, the Tar Heels and shit, they did a good job, dog. You know, hanging into the game and shit. What I was telling them though is that it's a very young team. Obviously, a lot of these kids first time playing because a lot of the stuff was just mistakes, just mechanics, like not handing the ball off right. You know, stepping on niggas' ankles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like just the footwork and the mechanics and shit just not there yet. Next year they should be good though, because they had some game experience and shit, and like I think they should be good. Well,
you know what I would like to see more is more off season stuff. You know, they starting to do a lot more of that. Like, don't wait 2 weeks before the season start to start working these kids out.
And see, that's the thing. So because this team was brand new, they didn't have no off season last year. So this is the first time they go actually have these kids during the off season.
Yeah,
so that's gonna help too.
I guess, you know, somebody told me once, and I kind of let it get it got to me, and I got to thinking. I was like, as soon as the season over with, my vision is, you know, give them a couple weeks off, maybe a month off after Christmas. Let's see if we can rent a gym or something, and let's just go at it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just, you know, just working out, you know, plyometrics, push-ups, and running. Sit these motherfuckers down and go to these middle schools and see if you can get one of them teacher aides to come tutor these kids. You know, I want to get them in a regiment early.
Oh, you're talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, get them used to sitting down, reading a fucking book. Yeah. Stop playing on your phone all goddamn day, you know. Yeah. And then especially...
This nigga Son of Liberty got percentages like Monk now. You're talking
right,
about 98% of those kids. All right, that's a high number. I know what you're saying, though. Yeah, a lot of the motherfuckers won't.
You know what I mean? You know, get them used to sitting down in a classroom.
Yeah.
You know, getting them used to keeping their grades up all year round and not doing the knucklehead shit I did just.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, see, that's why our programs like, you know, like Coach Blackwell shit over there.
Yeah, you know.
That's
what
why
I'm
that
saying?
Shit is necessary.
Yeah, shit thing. Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even mean to say shit like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sound Mind, Sound Body. Shout out to Sound Mind, Sound Body Academy. Because
right.
Like, basically, that's what they're doing. Like, year round, they're getting these kids ready for not just football, but school and life.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
not just doing the typical nigga shit. And what I mean by that is, I'm just going to get grades during the football season.
Because, you know, we live that life.
Yeah.
We live that life.
Right there, and, sure.
And
that's some bullshit.
It was.
That shit could...
That shit cost you college.
That shit, I was getting ready to say that.
That shit cost you college, bro.
That shit could be the difference between you going to the University of Michigan or no diss, or you going to Albion. Or going to Albion.
I was
going
to say Adrian.
Or even Adrian.
Hell yeah, look.
I mean, that could be the difference between, you know what I mean?
Yes. I agree.
You need to snatch these motherfuckers up while they young, make them sit down.
I like how you say Albion, so you got to throw shade on Adrian. That's fine.
Oh, no.
I like how you said that. No, I was going to say Adrian, my damn self and shit. Shout out to Adrian, though.
That's
where I learned that I actually didn't love football.
Only reason why I said Albion, because you know Albion is a good program.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good program, yeah. But you see the difference.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Between you coming out to Hail to the Victor to whatever the fuck Albion coming out to.
Right, no, I dig.
You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get these kids to, you know, to sit down some goddamn way.
No, for sure.
You know, get used to sitting in the classroom. Get used to getting grades. Getting used to, okay, I got to go work out. Now I got to go sit down for a minute and read a book.
Now, I think where that run into a issue, I think, is that, especially at the Little League level, some parents want their kids to be playing like multiple sports, and like when you do that, you taking them out of one program to the next, and they don't ever get that benefit of longevity because they doing so much other shit.
I mean,
so like, that could be a problem too, though, right?
No, not necessarily. If your kid is a two sport athlete, then let him be a two sport athlete.
Yeah, but now you don't miss out on all that one shit that you talking about because he over here hooping, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you can't have both ways, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But
so don't let the other ones miss out.
But my thing is, he could be a two-sport athlete or she could be a two-sport athlete as long as you find some way, to get them in that classroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is what I said I was going to do. Mm-hmm. Do the eligibility thing at home as well as in school.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because some parents be like, shit, your kid can have a 1.0, but he a two-sport athlete.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
Right.
You know, go back to when we were growing up. You ain't getting no grades, you ain't playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, nah,
I mean, if he a two-sport athlete, still make sure you get some goddamn grades.
Yeah.
Find a way to squeeze. There ain't no find a way. Squeeze that shit in.
Yeah, do that shit.
There's I retract find a way. No, fuck find a way. Squeeze that shit in there.
Right, do that shit.
You know what I mean? Make sure this motherfucker can read. You know what I mean? Make sure this motherfucker can write.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he's computer literate.
Yeah.
You know, because when I was at the shoe store, I got so pissed off one day, nigga, I ran off like 50 copies of applications and took them bitches to the school.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because the applications that I was getting was fucking ridiculous, y'all. And I couldn't take it no more.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna put the high school out there because I don't want to shit on the DPS.
Nah,
so I ain't gonna put the high school out there. But I did contact that counselor. And was like, can I drop these applications off? And then she asked me why. I said, I'm gonna bring you a couple if you don't mind, so you can read these some bitches
and see what these.
And she was like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Yeah, here go a stack of them.
Yeah.
Have them practice."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh my god, thank you. Nobody's never did that before." I'm like, "No, have them fill it out." I said, "This is something that obviously that they're missing."
Yeah. Now, do you think that's a school thing or a home thing? And the only reason I ask is because, like,
it's a both thing.
I don't remember nobody at home ever showing me how to fill out a job application.
It's a both thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sis Candy. She was the first one to show me how to do that shit.
Because nobody taught her, so she learned her on her own type shit.
She was the first one to show me how to fill out a job application. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's crazy, though, right?
And then you figure, like, with us and shit, and most people coming up in that age range, like, either your parents are either, shit, working in the medical field or working at the plant, you know what I'm saying? Yours was the exception and shit, working in law enforcement, but either way...
Shit, my mama was
at the hospital. But either way, though, they had been working at jobs for, like, 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So, like... They couldn't even tell you how to fill out a job application because they ain't had to in so long.
You know what I'm saying? The application probably was only two questions anyway.
Right. Can you breathe? And what day can you start?
Yeah. What's your availability and do you have transportation to get to this motherfucker?
That's it.
That's all they gave a fuck about.
Hell fuck yeah, dog. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so for a lot of these kids, you know, just getting back to what we was going to talk about on the actual topic, like, shit, sports changed their motherfucking life, dog. And sometimes I don't think that these coaches understand the impact that they having or they could have. And I say that because some coaches, man, you know, some coaches out here just, they really out here to relive some shit that they missed out on.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because then kids lose in that transition. But anyway, what about you, though? Just specifically, dog. How do you think sports changed your life, dog?
How did it change my life?
Yeah, or did it?
It did. Because it kept me out of trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
For one thing.
Right.
And, you know, it gave me structure. It, you know, I ain't going to say all the way up until today. Mm-hmm. It gave me the ability to be somewhere on time.
Yeah.
It gave me the ability to listen.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me the ability. And it gave me, honestly, it gave me tough fucking skin.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It gave me, I mean, you got to think, the coaches that we had.
Yeah.
I found
out that some of that shit wasn't really coaching, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, no. Nah, but when I left that motherfucker mm-hmm. and went to college, I think I got my ass tore out of the frame one day.
Yeah.
I ain't no think I did.
Yeah.
It was at practice. You know, I had a small story real quick.
Yeah, really.
I had one of those I had a lab.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you got a lab, sometimes that shit
they run over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get to practice 30 minutes late, which wasn't the issue because they knew where I was.
Yeah.
So I'm jogging out, and all I'm hearing is, "Pimo ain't gonna fumble. Pimo ain't gonna fumble. Pimo ain't gonna fumble." It was right. It was raining, little rain. First fucking thing Pimo does, I put that bitch dead square on the floor. I fumbled the shit out that motherfucker.
Right.
And when I tell you this motherfucker cussed me out 19 ways from Tuesday, that motherfucker said I should call your daddy and cuss his ass out for taking the time to conceive your ass.
Damn.
I laugh like a motherfucker.
Right.
And then I'm walking back to the other lab. Oh, so it's fucking funny. It's fucking funny. Where's your goddamn mama? You sure that's your mama? I mean, he going in.
Yeah.
And at the end of practice, you know, we leaving. And I'm walking off. He walked up to me and was like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all right, coach."
Yeah.
And I started laughing. I said, "Coach, that was some funny shit."
Right, it kind of is, though. Yeah, it kind of is.
And he laughed and was like, "I didn't mean nothing." You know, I'm like, "Nah, coach, you don't have to apologize to me for that shit." But then the head coach called me into his office and was like, "You know, I heard some of the things he was saying to you." I'm like, "Coach, I'm straight.
Yeah.
I'm good." I said, "I grew up with my dad in the house." I said, "Do you realize I went to Martin Luther King?"
Right.
That ain't shit compared to Big Mo. He walked past the office and he was laughing like a motherfucker too.
Right.
He was like, "Damn, Pete, I'm like, yeah, nigga, he got my ass."
Because nigga, we done heard some shit. That
heard some shit
that you should not be saying to kids. So no, I get that shit.
I said shit, nigga. You know, you lucky. You didn't get your ass escorted off that bitch and came for fumbling that motherfucker.
Right.
Back then, like, get your ass up out of here. I told you not to fumble that bitch.
Yeah.
Go get you some Cedar Point tickets or something.
So what you think about that shit, though? The difference in inner city coaching and then, like, coaching on that, like, college level? Because obviously it's different. And, like, some of the shit that we experience in high school football, obviously it won't play at that level because it's too much politics and shit. So what do you think? You think that shit got you ready for college coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because once you get, you got to think about something, dog.
Yeah.
Once you get on that college level coaching, nigga, that's a business.
It's a business. It's most definitely a business.
That's a motherfucking business.
Yeah.
Ain't no head coach got time for you to be fucking around.
Yeah.
90, I'm going to throw some percentages out there. What, 95% of the time?
95%.
Bo can tell you this, 90% of the time, shit, at them big universities, you probably don't even see the head coach at practice.
Yeah.
He got so much other shit going on.
Yeah.
He got interviews.
Coordinators and shit.
He got motherfucking alumni brunches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got shit to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So his patience.
He's just checking in, whatever.
Yeah. His patience is going to be very fucking short when he show up to that motherfucker. He's going to want shit done, and he's going to want it done now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's why, you know, everybody hate on Nick Saban, but that's how Nick Saban probably is.
Yeah.
When he pop up, nigga, I expect this shit to be rocking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be fucking around. Because, you know what I'm saying? And then that's why you see a lot of these coordinators becoming head coaches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they running the shit. They running the ship. They running practice. I mean, we was at a high school. Think about that. All you saw was Coach Reynolds just walking around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
He popped in on our group, walked off, popped in on that group, walked in, popped in on that group. Then he had stood up there and yelled, all right, bring it together, team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what a head coach fucking does.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I mean? That's why you hire these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we were lucky, though,
yeah,
to even have. It's funny that we say that we was lucky because that's what you're supposed to have. But, like, we had coaches and fucking coordinators and shit. A lot of inner city schools didn't have that shit, though.
No, you got to think. Because I was telling somebody, I said, every position at King had a coach.
Yeah.
Nigga, we had a tight end coach. Who the fuck has a tight end coach in DPS?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had a linebacker coach. We had an offensive line and a defensive line coach.
Fact.
We had a running back coach.
Yeah.
We had a wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
Nigga, we had somebody specifically for DBs. Nigga, we had a DB coach.
All right. And that shit's unheard of inside the city, though.
Yeah. So it was like
we had everything except trainers.
No, we did.
That shit don't count.
Coach
G don't count. I'm talking about like a whole training. Yeah. Come on. We ain't had no training facilities, nigga.
Oh, well, nah. He ran us to death, though. I tell you that shit.
No, I'm just saying, like,
cause
when I got to college and shit, like, there's an actual training room, like, where trainers actually tape you.
Trainers. No.
We ain't
had no trainers.
And then just listening to, like, some of these kids and shit. And not that I felt underprivileged because I didn't know the difference, but, like, just coming from these other schools where kids come in talking about, you know, they have been trainers they whole high school career and shit, they got actual trainers, like,
yeah, we ain't
what
had
the
that.
Fuck?
We ain't had that.
That was just like, nigga, you hurt? Put some ice on that bitch. I'll see you on Monday, nigga.
Right, nigga, ice it down 24 to 48 hours.
Right. Hell no, nah. Bo said, if he doesn't call the plays or coordinates, head coaches like a politician. He said, that is exactly right, Angry Man. Head coaches. Coach the coaches. Yes, that's why was that so hard for me to say?
I have no idea.
But yeah, no, that's true for sure.
Yeah, they do. And they supposed to.
Yeah, no, for sure.
They supposed to.
And that's what we was used to because, like, so that part I was used to. And I think, again, we got lucky on that tip because a lot of kids in the inner city at these other schools and shit didn't experience that. They had, like, two coaches.
Two coaches.
And then, like, a whole bunch of niggas' daddies who used to play football, and now they think they coaches and shit.
Yeah, uncles over there smoking weed on the sideline in practice. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, yeah, we were lucky. We were.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember one motherfucker say he didn't think he was going to stop seeing coaches coming out. The one day we was playing him, he was like, man, how many fucking coaches y'all got over there?
Yeah. Exactly. So, shout out to my mans out at the Plug Network, dog. That's my man Julius. He said, y'all saying there was teams with like three coaches. Yes, dog. No bullshit.
Yes.
No bullshit. I know that shit's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe, bro.
Yeah.
And but like our program had coaches for every position, and that was like one of the few in the city.
You maybe had what, Cass?
Maybe Cass.
Shit.
Maybe I don't even know.
DePorest.
Maybe
East Catholic. They
coach. Yeah, East Catholic for sure. Yeah,
their coaching staff was deep.
Yeah. Shit weird. Shit crazy though.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It was literally like that. Niggas had like three coaches. And again, you had niggas' daddies and uncles out there acting like coaches. But I'm talking about actual solidified coaches. Yeah,
nah.
It's not a lot of cities schools in the city that actually have position coaches, coordinators and shit.
Yeah, we had all that.
We had enough staff to have coaches on the sideline and niggas in the press box.
In the box, nigga. Yeah.
Which, for a lot of high schools, that shit only makes sense. It's normal. But for us, it was like, nigga, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We actually had coaches in the box, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. Bo says Saline High School has one of the top teams in the state. They got a full staff, coaches, meeting rooms, strength coaches, and nutritionists. No, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Yeah, high school.
Yeah, high school, dog. I mean, that's what makes these motherfuckers good, though, for real. I mean, that's
Hey, I ain't mad at him, man.
Yeah, it is.
I ain't mad at him. Nah. You know what I mean? So they should be well prepared when they go to college.
Well prepared, dog.
Or be asking questions like, wait, y'all ain't got this. We had this in high school.
Right. We had to get taped by the track coach, nigga.
Right.
On the floor in the motherfucking training room. I mean, the locker room, dog.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And we essentially got a strength coach with OT and shit.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it wasn't a designated, like, he's not a coach. Yeah.
Nah. I mean,
shit.
You weren't going to tell him no?
Dog, we pushed cars, nigga.
You weren't going to tell him no?
We pushed cars, nigga.
I guarantee you that shit.
We was pushing cars and flipping big ass tires and shit.
Man.
Before niggas was flipping big ass tires.
Yeah, that's what OT told you to do. Goddamn, yeah. That's what you did.
What the fuck was that bitch? A Dodge Shadow or something? We was pushing the shit out that motherfucker.
Man.
Okay. Anyway, dog, shout out to high school football. But yeah, anyway, change your life. That's what you say, though?
Yeah, man. It you know, it gave me just structure.
Structure, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because I probably wouldn't be on time for shit if I didn't have to be on time for practice. You know what I mean?
And I think the one thing that we say all the time, dog, is about, and again, this is no diss to niggas who was just students and shit, because I was just a student for a long time. But, like, it's a lot of times in group settings, it is very easy to tell motherfuckers who ain't never played team sports.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some people's concept of team just non-existent, nigga.
Yeah.
And it's easy to tell sometimes when niggas ain't never participated in a team sport, bro.
I done worked with a bunch of motherfuckers. a gang of motherfuckers. I done said that to them a numerous times. I said, you never been on a team before, what have you?
No, swear to God. Swear to God.
And why would you say that? I said, why would you throw my man under the bus like that?
You can just tell. Like, you there's you no team that. Accountability. Dog. Like,
no, you don't do that.
You're not supposed to, anyway. You can be in the trenches with motherfuckers that you hate, nigga, but when we out here,
we out here.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know what? If I got a problem with you, nigga, hey, man, let me holler at you for a second.
That's it.
I'm not about to run and go tail and some shit.
Right.
Throw you under the bus, nigga. No, nigga, we going to handle this between me and you.
Facts. Facts.
Or it was one situation in college where I had to go get one of the, I had just for 3 weeks I was a team captain, and you know they rotated, you know, okay, depending on, you know, the game and shit, yeah, how you played. I had to go get one of the captains, like, dog, me and my man got to talk this out, bro.
Yeah,
because we have a thoroughbred problem right here.
This shit ain't working.
Yeah, no, I went and got him. It was a white boy, and we went, and the three of us, you know, it was another black guy, but the captain was white.
Yeah.
And we went out, and we sat down, and we hashed that shit out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the head coach was hearing, like, you know, me and him wasn't getting along.
Yeah.
But, you know, after we sat down and hashed it out, the coach was like, so everything's straight? Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
We talked it out.
No, and that's the thing, too, though, about, like, you playing in Sheboygan. And we played at Adrian, dog. It's like, it's amazing that at points in your life, dog, you will actually meet a white person who has never had any physical dealings with a black person, dog.
Yeah.
That shit's amazing. It's funny and sad at the same time, though, right?
I mean, it's not sad. It's not sad. I mean,
Because, like, if it's not until you're 20 years old that you have an interaction with someone outside your race, it's kind of sad, nigga.
No, it's not. I mean, because I felt some type of way the first time the chick told me that she's never seen a black guy before.
Yeah.
Until she took us to back home to her town fair when it's only, like, what, 1,500 people there?
Right.
I mean, I can't fault her for being born and raised there.
I'm not fault her, but to a degree, though, it's a little sad, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it means you don't have no diversity for 20 years of your life. That's a lot, bro.
That's not their fault, though.
It ain't. I'm not saying it's their fault. It's just,
I mean, we grew up in the city where everybody here.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody here.
But there's no black people there.
There's no way we could have went 20 years without interacting with white people. And
no,
so
Detroit. No.
So it's just funny that white people can go 20 years with never interacting with black people. Just literally seeing them on TV.
Well, if you never lived in South Bend, Wisconsin, I would guess so.
Or somewhere in the fucking UP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing of it is, when we went back to the little town fair, country fair, it was just like a fair. You know what I mean? Ferris wheels, cotton candy, you know, the games and all, you know, ride, pirate ship ride, you know, all that shit.
Grease.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, we were dressed the way we were dressed. You know, chain, hat to the back, you know, wasn't nobody sagging, but
nigga,
you know.
Shit.
You know,
shit.
We had our swag on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our swag on. And then the sheriff walked up to us and was like, I don't know how y'all getting ready to take what I'm getting ready to say.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what's up?
You said the sheriff?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was like, I think it's about time for your boys to head back home.
Damn.
And he was like, no, I'm not saying it like that. I'm not saying it like that, but I'm saying it.
Is it sundown time?
No, he was just like,
They go hang y'all in that bitch.
No, he was just like, man, for y'all safety, I think y'all.
That's what I said, it's a sundown town. Like, you better get the fuck out of Dodge. These white people don't like y'all.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody, all eyes was on us.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whatever you knew on the yard.
All eyes was on us. Yeah, I mean, we saw some good eyes, we saw some bad eyes. Mm. You know what I mean? You saw them.
Saw some what the fuck eyes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
We heard some shit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we also heard some of them girls like, oh God.
And wow, nigga.
And that's why he was like, man, I think y'all should just go ahead and. The first thing that came to my mind was like, I appreciate it. When I reached my hand out, he shook my hand and was like, no, I don't. He was like, I'm not saying it like that, but, you know, I think you boys smart enough to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, though, shout out to Son of Liberty, dog, for sure, dog. Thanks for checking out BBW, dog. Continue to share that with the homies. We trying to get the viewership over there, dog, because we doing pretty good over there, so we'd like to get a few more eyes on us on that side. So thank you for sharing, my dog. But, honestly, he ain't have to give you the heads up. He could have just let y'all live y'all life and be fucked up out there.
And be done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But no, that was good.
Oh, man, that's right. Bo lived in that motherfucker before. He know what it is.
Yeah.
He lived in Wisconsin for a minute.
That's good. My phone just shut off, too.
Yeah, dude.
that was good looking out.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, all right, it's time to go. Let's get the hell up out of here.
Yeah,
I mean, you telling us the best thing to do.
You know when it's time to go. Yeah. Shit, you know when it's time to go.
Nigga, we grew up on the east side.
Right.
You know when it's time to get low.
Hell yeah.
And we ain't, let me guess. We ain't about to win this motherfucker.
Right. You gotta know when to fold him.
Right. We ain't about to win, nigga.
Yeah.
All odds were against us, nigga.
Oh, yeah. He said to ask my nigga Dub and shit about that time he had to drive him to Tecumseh High School at 2 a.m. First of all, you worked in Adrian for a little while.
Yeah, I ain't fucking.
And you know, outside of fucking Adrian, I ain't even gonna say outside of Adrian, outside of Adrian College. We ain't necessarily welcome, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, like, when Dog had fucked his, I can't remember, his ankle or his wrist up or something, Bo had to take the nigga to the hospital in Tecumseh. And, like, literally, our coach was like, I'm coming to get y'all. And you go with me. Because, like,
yeah,
you can't be out there at 2 o'clock. So, look, I understand because I got my own story about Tecumseh, dog. So, I was doing the newspaper out there and shit, right? So, shout out to myself. I had created, a publication and shit on the college campus. But anyway, I had started running the papers and shit. And the courier that normally goes to Tecumseh to pick up our prints and shit wasn't there or some shit. So this week I had to go, right? So I'm like, all right, fuck it. This is Tecumseh. Like, it's about 45 minutes or however, you know, far away and shit. I don't think it was that far.
I ain't that far.
So I'm in the Adrian College van. Got my Adrian College jacket on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me go grab this shit. And I swear to God, dog, because I'm fat and I'm hungry. Nigga, I stopped at the Wendy's and shit in Tecumseh. So I go in that motherfucker. Big ass Adrian College van outside. Adrian College sweater and shit, dog. I go in and shit and still. It's like the fucking music stopped. Like, nigga, we literally next door. Like, you don't. Come on, dog. Mm-mm. Come on, dog. Mm-mm. And then just like, and then one night, shout out to Coach Minson and Lil Minson and shit. The nigga used to actually play with us, so he a coach now. But he took us to a game in Tecumseh. And, you know, brought all the niggas and him. And we get there and we all the niggas. That's it in the whole city. And I'm talking about you at a game. And even in the stadium, it felt like the record scratched, nigga. Like, goddamn. Everywhere we walk, it's like, what is these niggas doing here?
Like, the niggas are here.
And I'm like, bro, we talking about the difference between Detroit and East Point. Like, we literally across the street, nigga. Like,
right. Right.
And it's almost like, damn, we bet not come that way. And at 2 a.m., though?
Oh, hell no.
Shit. Shout out to my nigga Dove, but she might have had to work that out till the morning.
Yeah, your ass just would have been hurt, man.
He'd have been hurting till the morning, yeah, my nigga.
Go sit your ass down some damn way.
Right, put some ice on it, nigga. Smoke this joint.
Don't move.
Not that we were doing drugs in college. Anyway, dog, look at the time. It's right. 11 o'clock.
Don't move.
Time to get up out of here, though.
We'll go find somebody, give you some head so you can sit there and just sit still. Don't move, nigga. I'm
fucking
telling you.
Tecumseh, dog. That shit wild.
Yeah, I was nervous driving through that motherfucker.
Yeah, saline.
All that shit.
All that shit.
Had to go through that shit at night, nigga.
Man, what? I know, real quick, one time we was coming back from Eastern because we used to make random trips to Ypsilanti on the weekends. It was me, Corbin Cody, and some other motherfuckers. I think Big Win was with us. Anyway, we floating and shit. You know, I went down to Ipsy. You know, we feeling good. We fucking around when we go to Easton and shit. Nigga, right. I'm drunk, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We riding. Back road through Saline. Dark as fuck. Whoop, whoop. Oh, shit. Nigga, I ain't never got stopped by the police coming this way.
I got nothing but love.
Dog. So, just so happened we got all our Adrian Collins shit, dog. And I'm just like, as soon as he rolled up on us, dog, I just literally just started talking about playing football at Adrian. Like, yeah, so we just trying to get back to school. You know, yeah, we played for Coach Lyle.
So you used that same story we did.
Dog, had to. You did the same thing?
Nigga, we were in Indiana.
Yeah.
When we got pulled over.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, I had Big Mo, another 6'5" nigga, about wind size.
Yeah.
Then Carl.
Oh, yeah,
was about Carl Cody size.
Yeah, I see.
And then somebody, I don't know how the fuck we all squirrels up in my Cougar, but you know, we rode.
Y'all niggas in the Cougar?
Yeah, nigga, we
the
rode.
The two-door Cougar.
Yeah, nigga, we rode.
All right, because all y'all motherfuckers came down to here.
Man, we
went to the motherfucking fireworks and shit.
West Coast Road.
God, that little ass car, man.
So we get pulled over, nigga, in the middle of the night. And I'm like, shit, nigga, we straight. Got insurance, registration, right? Yeah. Good. I'm like, nigga, we'll be out this shit in a minute. Until my man was like, "Dog,
oh yeah, weed.
I got a pound of weed in your trunk." I said, "Man, what the fuck?"
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say who did it, but one of them, and you probably know who did it, jumped out that bitch immediately.
Yeah,
went straight to the trunk because my man said,
"What side of the trunk's ass, nigga?"
No.
Oh, not him.
The big fella.
Oh shit. Okay.
Opened up the trunk and said, "Officer, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. See, I can't fit none of that. See,
yeah. See,
this is all mine. This is." Duh. And I looked at him and started laughing. And he's like, "What's so funny?"
Yeah.
It's just so motherfucking happened that my fucking ring fell off my finger.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, wow, what's that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's my ring." And then we all did it at the same time. Yeah, we all got rings. He was like, "Oh, y'all guys play football. Put all this stuff back in the car. You guys go on here and get out one on."
Man. Woo. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Shit, I went straight to that motherfucking ticket.
Man.
Like, you play football at Adrian College?
Yeah, you gotta pull that car sometime.
We fucking 19, 20 years old, nigga. No. On the back roads of Saline, nigga. No.
We were in Indiana.
Right, and niggas had like...
We were 5 miles away from the prison, nigga.
Duh.
It wouldn't have took them long to lock our ass up.
Ancient in Indiana, but cornfields and prisons, nigga. That's it.
We was down the street from that motherfucker.
Right. Hell
no. And he said the only reason he pulled us over is because he said when he got behind us, he couldn't see through the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "You see the size of these motherfuckers, man?"
Right. All these big motherfuckers here.
Because he was like, "Can you see out the rearview mirror?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm good. Yeah. I don't need to see nothing behind me. I'm going straight ahead, you know?"
Right.
Dog, I'm gully.
Hell no. On that note, dog, it's after 11 and shit, dog. We had a good conversation about the shit. Bo said he up out here, dog, so we holler at you next week. All right,
Bo.
He said he gonna try to make it down next week, actually. He said, that'll be kind of cool. Shit, this thing ain't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, man, come on. Yeah,
pull up on us and shit, dog.
Then we gotta sit down and get together, get on the phone or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I already brought that shit up, so yeah, I'll put that shit together.
Yeah.
Shit, that's it. We'll go around the block one time and shit, dog. Just get up out of here. It's Monday, so make sure you pull up on the gang down at, what's the name of this shit? Good Vibes Lounge. Shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah and Liquor Guy Dwayne. Pull up on them. down at Good Vibes Lounge over there on Harper, dog. Good time. Monday Night Football, of course. Live entertainment. Good food and shit. So check out my dogs, Mr. Oh Yeah. Liquor Guy Dwayne. Get down there on Monday.
Hey, look up this Monday Night Football. Look up this podcast. Shout out to the to my dog. Mm-hmm. We might get canceled podcast.
We might get canceled. Oh shit. Dog, the comedian nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and I wanna say him and D Jones used to do that shit. D Jones and what's the dog name? Mel? Mel.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comedian.
That's your man's shit.
Yeah. I talked to him about a month ago. And I told him I was gonna try to hook you up with him, and he needed to get hooked up with my man across the street.
Yeah.
Like I was telling him, I'm like, dog, even if y'all just sit down and have a conversation, that's too
get
much.
Get on that movie tip.
Yeah, that's too much motherfucking talent.
Nah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I'm into them. They do their podcast up there where I do my shit.
Yeah,
shout out to them, though. We'll give them the real shout out on the Spin the Block next week and shit.
All right.
But yeah, so shout out to them, though. Anyway, what you want to leave the people with today, dog?
Shit, I don't know, man. When it comes to coaching these kids, man, coach the kids, teach the kids. Stop yelling football. I can't stand coaches who yell football. I mean, you can be loud, you can be aggressive, but at the same time, teach while you're doing it.
Right.
I mean, don't coach your kids with fear.
Right.
You know, don't have them be afraid to make a fucking mistake.
No.
You know what I mean? If you're gonna make a mistake, I'd rather you make that shit 100 miles per hour.
That's what they always told us.
You know what I'm saying? Don't. And then after they make the mistake, coach them up, man. I mean, I understand you get frustrated, you get irritated. Sometimes you may have to cuss at a motherfucker every once in a while.
Yeah,
that's healthy.
healthy.
No, it is, man. Because I told one parent, she was like, well, you don't have to cuss at my kid. I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck you going to do? You just told me your kid wanted to play for the University of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You think he ain't gonna hear shut the fuck up every once in a while up there?
Right.
You might as well get used to this shit now.
Yeah.
What if that was your kid? I said, knowing me, I probably would laugh. or my foot would be knee deep in his ass before you got a chance to even get to him.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, oh, you on some bullshit, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, you gotta raise men. I mean, I'm not saying cussing and yelling at him is what monks say is the way.
Right. Show you the way.
But like I said, sometimes that's going to happen in that realm.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Sure.
It's going to happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You raise a man here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you raise a man. And like I said, man, you know, just take your time with these kids, man. And I just really want to see more academics come out of these kids, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I really do. I don't know why for so long I've been stuck on that. I just want to see more academics come out of these kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these kids, like, you know, I'm not saying it, but think about a Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If he wasn't so famous right now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You know, he got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to be the same athlete when he come back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, situations like that. Luckily, he's in a good situation where, you know, he's still relevant.
Yeah.
But what about that one kid that's not,
In
this, in the limelight and you get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? Shit. Yeah, what are you going to do then?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it. You know what I mean? I was a knucklehead. Like I said, I was. I did enough just to stay eligible.
And that, you and me both.
And that was not right.
Exactly. Nah, for sure.
That was the wrong way to go.
Right, I think.
But, you know, I just want to see more PAL teams, you know, start training these kids, you know, to sit down some goddamn way.
Yeah.
Read a book.
So, again, that's why Sound Mind, Sound Body is a definitely excellent program.
Yeah, man. You know, sure. get these kids ready to go, like I said, go sit down somewhere, learn how to articulate,
mm-hmm.
learn how to talk to people,
yeah.
learn how to look men in the face and talk.
Facts.
I mean, don't just raise dogs on the football field. Raise men off the football field.
There you go. Sound like a true coach, dog. On that note, I think we just going to wrap that shit up. I completely agree, dog. And again, for the inner city, I think it's even more important. Again, I don't want to harp on the bad shit, but in the inner city, there are a lot of missing dads and shit. So I think that the sports does play a major part in, you know, getting some of these kids from boys to men, like, and like, and a lot of coaches just really have to understand the importance of their role, though, because I know it gets to a day-to-day process where you're building a team, you're trying to win and shit, but at the end of the day, though, I know it's cliche, but it's really about the kids, though. Like, it really is, like, you know. So so again, shout out to the Tar Heels, man. Shout out to Coach Monk and the rest of the gang over there, man. Keep doing y'all thing, and all the little league coaches, youth league football coaches, and just all sports, not just football, but I know we talked a lot about football, but all sports, though. Just shout out to Coach Shy over there with the basketball team. Just keep these kids in mind, though, because for a lot of them, this really is their bridge from childhood to adulthood. So just got to be cognizant of that. Way out. Hell yeah, it's a lot of their way out.
Just get back to, you know, because they used to do it when I was playing. Well, not the league, but the Pacific team I played for. You had to bring your report card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that still a thing?
That it all depends on the team or the coaches.
Yeah, it's not a league thing.
No.
Okay, I got you.
Winfield, he wanted to see your fucking grades.
Yeah, that was it.
You know, like, seriously, you had to
shit with Pal saying.
No, you had to bring. You had to bring him your report card.
Yeah.
And then, real quick, I know we are over a little bit, but did you know a couple years ago they dropped the GPA in the NCAA?
1.75.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that some bullshit?
Ain't it though? Yeah.
But they did, though. They left it up to the...
That's a whole other conversation.
They left it up to the athletic director.
Right, so the individual universities and shit can...
But legally, I mean,
that's
not
all
legally.
They gotta have.
Yeah, all you gotta have is a 1.75.
Yeah.
But they left it up to the... Because a lot of universities was like, hell no.
Yeah,
I'm keeping my shit at 2.0.
I agree, for sure. Even though I know some of them let that shit slide for 5-star athletes and shit, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Now, on that note,
your dumb ass down here and go catch that ball.
Right. On that note, we gonna get up out of here, dog.
Fucking nigga.
Make sure you catch all the replays at eblockradio.com, dog. Be sure to check out a brand new episode of BBW, then. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Everybody Loves BBW. Again, shout out to my guys down at Good Vibes Lounge. Pull up on them tonight for Monday Night Football. Shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
Liquor Guy Dwayne. Check out my guys down there, dog. Every Monday night, Good Vibes Lounge. Every Wednesday night at Flood's Bar and Grill. So check both of them out. Mondays and Wednesdays, they got her on lock, dog.
You ever talk to Cuts, man?
Yeah, every Wednesday I'm down there at Flood's.
tell him, man, he need to start showing. I want him to start showing these kids how to cut, man.
Yeah. That would be sweet, though.
Yeah,
she would be sweet.
See if he can put together a little seminar or DJ class or something. Yeah, man. Get, you know, get these kids on the wheels of steel.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to rap about that, though.
Yeah.
That's it, though. Should we go get up out of here, though? You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet, nigga. Why I can't talk? On the planet, man.
I guess we on Earth.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on you now right this moment, man. This is... The Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
I don't know what the fuck going on right
Me
now.
Me neither. Got my man Buck Money on the plantation.
Get it in, pimp.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all. I had this shit.
Yeah, you ain't even smoked shit.
I did, dog. We got to get to that, though, actually.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.